Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. If I open the Bible to look for evidence of this truth, I'd go first to the cross. John 3:16 predicts it well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's love. He died for me. If I turn the pages of Scripture for additional proof that Jesus loves me, this I know, I'd probably turn to the text Ryan preached from on Sunday, John 17, verses 20 through 26. In this part of Jesus' priestly prayer, in the final hours of his earthly life, he prays for me. He prays for me. He sees me. He knows me. His mind is on me. As some futuristic Jesus follower 20 centuries later, Jesus prays for me. And if you're reading this and a member of his church, his prayer is prayed specifically with you in mind too. Who do you pray the most for? Maybe yourself, your spouse, your parents, or your children. Maybe a few close friends come to mind when you pray. Can you imagine praying for people who won't even be born for about 2,000 years? Jesus imagined it, and he did it. That's how much he loves his church. That's how much he loves you and me. Listen in as Jesus prays. Father, I pray that all of them may be one. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know you've loved them as you have loved me. Just as you are in me, Father, and I am in you, may they, all those who will come to faith in the future, may they also be in us, so that the world will believe that you have sent me. This oneness, this you in me, I in you, they in us picture of complete unity was the passionate pleading cry of the almost arrested, beaten, mocked, crucified Savior of the world. How are we doing, church, at honoring that prayer? Are we unified? Are we most focused on oneness and what we share in common, faith in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus? How do we grow unity? Where do we even begin? With a solid foundation, a foundation of love. It's why Jesus humbled himself back in John chapter 13 with a towel and a water basin and 2 dozen filthy feet. Love is the foundation of unity. Love humbly serves, which grows unity. Love sincerely forgives, which restores unity. Love is intentionally kind, which inspires unity. Loving one another well, brothers and sisters, will unify us as his church, his body of believers, his beloved bride. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.